Even before the oil spill, many Gulf Coast families were living near the financial edge, their savings depleted by Hurricane Katrina. For those who fish for a living, the disaster has cut off both their source of income and a major source of food, NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
At St. Anthony's Church in Lafitte, Louisiana, people started lining up at 4 in the morning, even though the doors weren't set to open until 9. They were there for free food. Actually, $100 grocery gift cards.
You think we'd be sitting in these lines for 5 hours for $100 in food? If we didn't need it? None of us would be here.
Diane Poche is 61 years old, and up until a month ago, she worked with her husband. He's a commercial fisherman, has been all his life. But now they can't fish, and Poche says they're forced to rely on the BP claims process for their entire income.
I don't have any money coming in my house, period. My June bills have been due and past due now. It don't look like BP cares about our June bills.
So she brought a lawn chair and lined up early. Poche is sitting with a group of women who all seem to know each other. They're well put together, and you could easily imagine them sitting on the sidelines at a kid's soccer game. But instead, they're in the church cafeteria waiting for a handout. Steve Linehan is with Catholic Charities of New Orleans, the group coordinating the giveaway.
They're not used to getting help, assistance. They're usually self-sufficient, but this is a new situation for them and something that is just frustrating for them.
Catholic Charities has set up 5 community assistance centers in southern Louisiana to deal with the fallout of the spill. They're funded in part by a $1 million grant from BP. Company spokesman Curtis Thomas says it's a safety net.
And if they need immediate assistance and they need groceries for today, you know, and if the claim process doesn't work for them for some reason, either they don't have the paperwork or they haven't gotten a number yet, please come down and get a voucher from Catholic Charities. They are in place so that people do have emergency assistance.
The BP grant ran out last week and hasn't yet been renewed. But Catholic Charities is still giving away food cards, offering counseling services and paying up to $200 towards one bill. Linehan says they've helped nearly 10,000 people since May 1st. But every time they give out food cards, once a week at each site, they run out and have to turn people away.
Well, we have limited resources. Unfortunately, we can't help everybody. But they can come back again next week and reapply.
He says the demand just keeps growing. Rod Thomasy is holding a piece of paper with the number 77 on it, indicating his place in line.
They only give him 75 out. Now, if I get lucky, I don't know.
Thomasy has 3 kids to feed. He used to bring Gulf Seafood home from his job as a deckhand, but because of the spill, he hasn't worked in 7 weeks.
They tell a child that you don't have no food. I don't have no work. Last week, they turned around, they cut my lights off, my water. I haven't had any work. It's a good thing for these people here, and my mom and my dad. They turned around and fork up a few dollars to help me put my lights and water back on.
Thomasy did luck out. He got a grocery card, but he says he really just wants to get back to work. He dropped out of high school to start working on a boat. Fishing is all he knows, and the oil spill has taken that away, at least for now. Tamara Keith, NPR News.